So I want you to imagine something. You're at the starting line of a race, and right next to you, on both sides of you, are several of your competitors, and even some of like your coworkers. If you're competitive like me, man, it's like you compete against everybody, right? And the official comes over to everybody else and says, "I need you to wait." And the official waves you on to start the race. Everybody else is being held back. Now, I want you to further imagine this official making everyone else wait for 45 days. And I want you to think about like what kind of impact you could make in 45 days if like everybody else is being held back. Then I want you to stop imagining, and I want you to listen to this podcast, because today we're going to talk about how you can get a 45-day jump on all of your competitors. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 20,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready, because school is now in session. Okay, so today I have not one, but two ways for you to get a 45-day jump on your competitors. Now, I actually have a few freebies that I'm going to be sharing today, and I'm also going to give you a secret link to be able to get a jump start on the annual Black Friday sale that we have. So you're definitely going to want to pull the car over for this one and be in a position where you can safely jot down some of the links and some of the freebies that I'm going to be throwing your way. So how do you get a 45-day jump on your competitors? And like, how did I calculate this 45-day jump thing? Truth be told, it's actually 44 days, but I'm sure you'll agree, like 45 days sounds better. Although, if I had said 44, you can get a 44-day jump, it would sound like more precise, like I really like slaved over like some kind of study or whatever. But it's actually 44 day, and I still think that's enough for you to seriously like kick a competitor's ass. So the way I calculated this is that right now it is November 18th, and January 1st, like, you know, like New Year's, is 44 days away. Like, I couldn't believe it. I actually had to like recount it a few times. I went online and did like one of those countdown things where you put in the date and everything. I just need, like, it was almost like, say it isn't so. 44 days away, man. It's like, it's flying. And what's going to happen on January 1st is, and it might even be the second, so maybe we're going to actually have the 45 days I promised, but that's when everybody suddenly has the piss and vinegar, and they're suddenly going to start implementing stuff that they really should be implementing like right now. Like, today is Sunday as I record this. When you come in on Monday, man, you should be all over this. I'm dead serious. This is going to give you such a jump on your competitors, and it's going to change your whole year and the progress that you're making. So let me talk about the two areas, and hopefully you can get to work on these. So the first thing that I want to talk about is that right now I want you to think about what's going on in your sales team, what's going on with you and your boss and everything, and the conversations that you've been having. Everyone is focused on closing right now, between now and year end. What's happening in your sales meetings? Everybody's talking about what's going to close. Those little like surprise calls from your boss, like we're all of a sudden on the caller ID, you see your boss's name, you know damn well they're not calling up to see how things are going in your life. They're like wondering what the hell you're going to close, like right now and now through year end. And you're probably being faced with all this messaging, like from your boss saying, yeah, you know, my boss is riding my ass about this. They want to know. Todd wants to know what we're going to sell like this week and like toward year end. Man, they're not messing around. We need the numbers, right? You know what I'm talking about. So there's just such an emphasis on closing. And by all means, keep your job and, you know, qualify for that President's Club. Make some money before year end, man. If you're like me and you have three kids and you're Mr. Christmas or Miss Christmas. I'm not Miss Christmas, but like I'm Mr. Christmas. Like, you need the money. I get it. but also make sure you're opening new opportunities. That's going to be the first way that you're going to get a 45-day jump on your competitors. Because let me tell you what's happening right now, in case, like, again, every once in a while, I think we have to, like, step back from the battle and look at it and see what's really happening out there. From right now, this week, Thanksgiving in the U.S., you're going to experience less noise this week. And what's going to happen is that starting this week, your competitors are going to start slacking from right now. And even if they, like, they're not putting all their, like, artillery fire on closing, what's going to happen is they're really not going to be spending a lot of time on opening things. So you want to step up your efforts. I mean, seriously, that is like one of the best things you could ever do. And you could do it several times throughout the year. This isn't just like a Christmas time, holiday season type of set of tactics. This is like something you could do on any kind of like a holiday weekend. Like take, for example, what's going on this week here in the U.S. You have what should be a four-day weekend that people are going to turn into like a seven-day slack fest. Seriously, nothing wrong with slowing down. Don't get me wrong, man. I'm all about the family. I cannot wait to stuff my fat face with turkey and all the leftovers and even the smell. Like, I am like that father in A Christmas Story. Like, it's like crack to me, turkey. I love it, right? In fact, I am, and you have to hear this. This is like the most important news yet because it really isn't, but I just got to say it. You know, like how at the supermarket, well, maybe by you guys you don't do this, but out here, like one of the supermarkets is ShopRite. Add an extra syllable in there, Castain. ShopRite. And one of the things they do, if you spend so much money, you get a free turkey. Not only did we get to, like, the free turkey, but we're about to nail another one. So, man, I've got two of these bad boys that I'm going to be eating in a very short period of time. I don't know. Man, maybe like one right after the other. So I'm all about it. But there is no way that we should be milking this shit into 7 days of slacking. And I get it. Like, let's take off on Thursday. It's Thanksgiving here in the U.S. Friday, man, take a well-deserved four-day weekend, man. Go out to all the Black Friday sales and brave the crowds. Or do what I did last year, man. Make a little fire in the backyard. Laugh at all the people there bumping in and getting into arguments with people. And smoke a nice cigar and have an adult beverage, right? But, like, what about Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday? Now, a lot of people out there, maybe you're one of them, are going to say, well, there's no point in doing that. Like, you know, the whole world, they don't want to talk business or whatever it is. That is complete nonsense. That's what I'm talking about. This is the kind of stuff, if you, like, believe it, and you're doing this several times a year, like summertime it happens, especially the week of July 4th here in the U.S., Memorial Day weekend, Thanksgiving. I mean, anytime there's a three-day weekend, hell, I think people are even doing this shit on Groundhog Day. It's, you have to step back and realize how much, like, of your year can easily be lost if you're going to go along with that. So, like, to me, and the other thing that people will do this week, and they'll do it around Christmas time too, is they'll say, well, you know, it's a good week to do admin. I don't think it is. I mean, seriously, I can't speak for you. But, like, I can't afford 3 days of administrative activity. You know what's a good day for admin for me? Like, on the weekend before, like, people wake up in the Castain household. A good time for admin for me is after hours, like, when I'm not going to be interfering with family time. Maybe, like, at lunchtime or, like, early in the morning, whatever it is. But during, like, prime game-playing time, I'm playing the game. So that's one of the things I want you to realize. It's really time to step up your efforts. Now, it's right about this time of year, every year, that I go into this one particular rant, and this year's going to be no different. I really want it to hit home with you. There is this ridiculous scenario that happens this time each year. You have people that, and I alluded to them before, that take this massive mental checkout. In some cases, this mental checkout lasts for over 30 days. It starts right now with some, and it goes to right after the first. In other cases, it starts maybe the first or second week in December, And it goes right until after the new year. Now, here's the funniest thing. Then everybody comes back on January 1st with all this piss and vinegar, and they're putting these things out there like, I'll see it on LinkedIn. This is going to be the best year ever. Going to kick ass this year. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I don't want to be, you know, like that person taking a turn in negative town, like they said in Wedding Crashers. But I'm thinking, no, you're not. You just took 30 days off. Like, what the? Do you really think it's going to be the best year ever if you lost 30 days to excuses and administrative activity? So, you know, my whole thing. Oh, and here's the other thing about the piss and vinegar. It's going to last the equivalent of about 15 minutes. It always does. It's like, but seriously, it's about 2 to 3 weeks in January. And if you think that I'm kidding around, like how long the piss and vinegar lasts, for those of you, and I'm not one of them, if you've ever seen my appearance, you know I am not a gym rat. I'm like far from it. Like, if anything, like I'm more like about eating and overeating and things like that. And I celebrate it, right? That's kind of the way it is. But, and it's not one of my goals at the moment, obviously. But seriously, like those of you who are gym rats, you like, two of my sons are, both of my sons. As if I have more sons. I have two. And, like, they're like, really into it, and they go, and both of them really have, you know, built themselves up and everything. And they talk about it. And I'm sure you guys do, too. Like, it happens, like, right around New Year's. Like, there'll be lines on all the machines. In some cases, there's lines out the door getting in there to just show, like, you know, your membership card. And have them scan it and everything. Lines on all the machines and everything. And it lasts about 2 to 3 weeks. And then everybody's back to the same crappy habits. So I'm not saying that to completely, like, you know, put a damper on this feeling that people have in the new year. I love this concept of a clean slate and starting new. But I just think it's, like, absolutely asinine to lose 30 to 45 days and then come back for the equivalent of 2 to 3 weeks and think somehow, because it's a new year, everything's going to be better. So in order for it to be better, you need to put the work in, obviously. And my suggestion is that you start it now. So that's the first way that you're going to get a 45-day jump on everybody else. Right now, while everybody's concentrating on closing, you do the same thing, but now step up your efforts in getting in front of more opportunities. Even if every damn person, which you know is not going to happen, but even if every damn person between now and January 1st tells you, I will absolutely not talk to you or entertain this until at least January the 2nd, you are still doing good. And what I mean by that is that you are still getting your name out there. You are still creating that sense of familiarity with you. And you're getting 45 more days of that. And I want you to think about this with your prospecting cadence. How many touches or attempts or whatever the hell you want to call them, that if you're going after a particular, like, potential client, how many times will you reach out to them typically during a 45-day run? Now, that gives you a jump on your competitors because you're not waiting to begin that sequence on January the 1st or 2nd or whenever, like next year. So that's the first way. The second way, I'm going to get a little more personal. Start implementing your goals now, not on January the 1st. I know a lot of you, you know, your managers, they have you doing your goals and stuff now. Many of you, if you're like me, you have your personal goals that you set. And also, I will confess and tell you that many times, the bulk of, like, my career, I, like, had these plans and I'm like, all right, you know, on January 1st, I'm going to come out of the gate and I'm going to implement this. And then it's like, well, duh, why are you waiting until January? Like, are you, like, bound and in shackles until, like, the 1st, and they will not be removed from you until then? You know, like, are you in prison until the 1st? So, again, if you want to get a jump on your competitors, you're going to start implementing those goals now. Now, here's kind of, like, a little suggestion for you, and this is where my free resources are going to come in for you today. I suggest that you get started, like, today. Seriously, if this is impacting you, I don't care if you're listening to this on Sunday, November 18th, or on Monday, or on Tuesday, Wednesday, wherever you are, if this is hitting home for you, you need to get started today. And the way that you're going to get started today is that we're going to start looking at your goals a little bit differently. And by the way, in the weeks to come, I will be sending out some podcasts and all kinds of like resources to help you with goals. And of course, in January, we'll do something that incorporates goals in a webinar. But like, again, like that's like 44 days out, man. Let's talk about what you could do today. So one of the first things you can do that nobody ever really does is take a good, honest look in the mirror. And if you've ever listened to my podcast before, you know that I have a rule for looking in the mirror. Before you look in the mirror, you have to ask your ego to leave the room. Your ego is going to want to tell you that you are perfect in every single way. And I'm here to give you some bad news. None of us are really perfect. We could all stand a little polish somewhere. But if the ego's there, to protect you and tell you, no, man, you're good. You don't need... No, listen to that idiot, Kestner. He doesn't even go to the gym, man. He's celebrating, like, you know, eating and cigars and drinking and all that kind of stuff. What the hell does he know, that bald-headed idiot, right? So, anyway, I think that's what your ego might say to you. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe your ego says something nicer to you. But anyway, so what you want to do is take a look in the mirror and identify the skills that you need to improve upon to get where you need to be in 2019, because many times that's what keeps us, right? Yeah, you could say it's the attitude that we have and, you know, not believing in yourself and not being positive. All that is important. And that, yeah, that's the foundation that we're going to use to build like this incredible new year and incredible new life and great new results and all this other stuff. But I mean, like, if you don't have the skill level to get somewhere, I think, you know, that could be a bit of an obstacle. So I have a freebie for you that's going to help you. And what I did was I put together a complete list of about 75 or 80 qualities of sales rock stars, because if you're like me, you want to be a sales rock star, at least your own version of that. Sorry, it sounded like I was getting emotional, but my allergy was kicking in, so forgive me. I didn't want to cough in your ear, so that's what the pause was about. And no, I will not edit that out. I refuse to. Tough. But anyway, I want you to look in the mirror, and I want you to use this free resource with like 75, 80 qualities. And what you're going to do, it's for your eyes only, you're going to rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10 when you print this thing out that I'm going to send you to. And just like, it'll take not even 5 minutes of your life. It'll be the best 5 minutes like you've ever like spent, seriously, because it's going to show you where you need to like improve. And then what I want you to do once you look in the mirror, like, and like you're done with this exercise, like 3 to 5 minutes later, you'll be done. And then what I want you to do is like, look at like your top 2 to 3 qualities where like, you know, you're like rated yourself like a 9 or a 10. And the reason why I want you to look at those is because a lot of time people tell us in life, you have to improve upon the things that you suck at. I disagree with that. I think that's part of the equation, but I think it's missing something. And part of what it's missing is putting some polish on the areas that, like, you know what I mean? We already think that you're doing well, then like, why not get better? There's always another level to like our progress, right? And our journey to be that sales rock star. So you're gonna start there, but then like, and also too, it'll get you in a good mood, right? Like starting there, and you'll wanna complete the exercise. Now you're gonna do the part that might depress you a little bit. You're gonna look at all like your top 2 to 3 areas where like you rated yourself the lowest, like where you were like, Houston, we have a problem. Like on a good day, I'm a 1, a 2, or a 3, or whatever it is, whatever lowest is for you. And you're gonna identify 2 to 3 things there. So now, unless my math is way off here, and I absolutely sucked at math in high school and in college, and when I took accounting, by the way, taking it 3 effing times, because I just didn't like it. And but anyway, we'll delve into that with my therapist another time. But like you're gonna have what? Like 6? You know, maybe 5 or 6 areas that you need to improve upon. So here's what I want you to do from there. But like first, please jot this down, because I just realized I promised you something free. I didn't give it to you. I started running on with the mouth. So if you go to yoursalesplaybook.com/checklist, yoursalesplaybook.com/checklist, You'll see a link there. You can download the PDF. I designed it, or had my designers design it, in a way that's fun, and it's kind of got the rock star theme going on, and it's nice and quick and down and dirty. So start there. Next, every day, or at least several times each week, you want to work on those areas. So you want to have a little bit of learning. Like, maybe you could Google, let's just say one of the things you select is that you have to get better at time management. Like, it's a common one in sales. So maybe what you're going to do is start by Googling, time management tips. Or maybe what you're going to do is you're going to go on Amazon and you're going to search for a good time management book. Or maybe what you're going to do is search for some podcasts that talk about time management and things like that. So you're going to start there. And you also want to make sure that you're not only learning. A lot of people get stuck in what we call the knowledge trap. And, I worry about some of you guys listening to this. And I've said it before, sometimes we're so busy consuming things that we forget about the doing and the implementing and the action. That's where the money is. It isn't just in absorbing more of Paul Castain. It's in taking these things that I teach you and getting to work and getting your uniform dirty. That's how you will kick ass, especially if you get a 45-day on your day jump on your competitors and you're actually starting to implement things and you're starting to work on your muscles, man, that's going to be awesome. So the next freebie that I have for you, because you want to get better at some of these areas, if you go to yoursalesplaybook.com/app, A-P-P, yoursalesplaybook.com/app, I have 300 free, all caps, no strings attached, free audio sales lessons for you going back 8 years. It's basically all of these Sales Playbook podcasts archived. Now, I forget how many episodes we have right now. I don't know if it's a senior moment I'm having here, whatever it is, 200 and something, right? But aside from the podcast episodes, there was a period of time where I did these quick tips that were just a few minutes long. So there's a ton of those. So there's over 300 of these lessons there to get you smarter. And if you're a person, and I doubt this is you, by the way, what I'm about to talk about, because if you're listening to this now, you're a person who obviously understands the value of learning and never stop learning and being a humble student. But if you at all find yourself in this frame of mind where you're I don't have much time and to learn and everything else, I want you to think about something. If you're in sales, many of us are road warriors, right? So one of the things that you can do is you can focus on being in the car. When you're in the car, you can play the podcast. When you go to the gym, you could play the podcast and these little audio sales lessons. When you're on that next flight, listen to the podcast. So there's opportunities for you to do that, okay? So that's your second freebie. But the most important thing that I want to tell you that you could be doing in the next 45 days to not only get a jump on your competitors, but now you're going to have an opportunity to work on these skills that were lacking. It's a great time to test ideas. So, I want you to think about that. And also, too, if you really believe that this time of year, that things do slow down for you, no matter how hard you try, and I hope that you're actually going to try to step up your efforts. But if you truly do slow down, instead of just sitting around and doing admin all the time, or pissing and moaning, or mentally checking out, and just almost being the walking dead in your office, why don't you use that time to work on these skills so that when it does get busier again, you've worked the skills, you own the skills. And by the way, they say, doesn't it take 30 days to install a new habit, man? So I think the fact that we have 44 speaks more to a salesperson. I think we, in sales, seriously, I think we need more than 30 days for something to become a habit. And my reason behind that is I think we're the most stubbornest people on the planet. We're not going to be just people who embrace something without pissing and moaning and kicking and screaming and going teetering back and forth between doing it and not doing it or whatever. So I think the idea that this concept of having 44 days is going to give you a chance to start the new year with some really cool new skills. Now, the last suggestion I have for you isn't free. I mean, God forbid Castain comes in here and says, hey, here's something that's going to cost you a few bucks. So, I mean, this is right now, like during this period, this is where you might want to consider taking on a coach. Yeah, I know. I sell coaching. I mean, go figure that Castain would like do the unthinkable and like plug like his services or just the idea of hiring a coach in general. Because the thing of it is that if you hire a good coach, they're going to be helping you with the learning. They're going to really be helping you with the implementing part because, again, if you're a person who consumes lots of stuff, you really need a sales coach who is not only going to make sure that you're implementing this stuff, but who is very big on accountability. See, the problem is with some sales coaches is that they are so concerned about kissing your ass so that they don't lose you as a client that they look the other way when you don't do the stuff that you're supposed to do. I don't do that. I mean, seriously, I don't put up with it. If you're going to be in my coaching program, I insist that you do the work. And, you know, I make sure that when I'm talking to somebody about going into my coaching program, that they understand that this is not going to be like, you know, Castain's lecture time or like you're consuming this like you would like sitting there like on Netflix or something like that. There's going to be a good amount of work that you're going to need to do. So this way, if you have that coach in place, you've got a 45 or 44 day, in this case, jump on the skills that you need to kick ass in 2019. So while everyone else out there is talking about what a great year this is going to be and how we're going to kick ass in 2019, you'll be 45 days ahead of them with new skills, new habits, and you ready for this? Here's the bonus. Wait for it. A more mature pipeline. You're going to have 45 more days of working a pipeline that they weren't working on. So I think that's kind of important. So I have the last freebie for you. And then we'll get back to this coaching thing, right? We'll take a quick break from that whole sermon. And the last freebie that I have for you is a guide that I put together on how to hire a sales coach. And I hope you'll take advantage of that and download it because I actually take you through the questions you should be asking because I have to tell you, I'm not here to poke fun at my profession and sit there and point fingers and everything else. But I have to tell you, there's a tremendous amount of bullshit artists out there. So there's a tremendous amount of people who shouldn't be calling themselves coaches who do. I will tell you that there's also a lot of people that, again, have the equivalent of about 10 or 15 minutes worth of actual sales experience. And that's like important, and that could get in the way of your progress. And it could chew up your hard-earned money, and I don't want to see that happen. So if you would go back to that same link I gave you before, yoursalesplaybook.com/checklist, yoursalesplaybook.com/checklist, you will actually find two free resources there. The checklist, right? Like how clever would that be that I have a link called checklist and I'm giving you a checklist. You'll have that, but you'll also have a link that you can get my free coaching guide. And I definitely want to see you take full advantage of that. Now, speaking of coaching and speaking of Black Friday, I have something that's rather exclusive for you guys. I haven't announced it on the website yet, but the coaching program is actually discounted for the Black Friday sale that we're going to be having. Now, you might be thinking, oh, that's great, Castain, but it's not Black Friday yet. But I don't want you to wait till Black Friday to get this. So I haven't announced it on the website yet, at least as of November 18th. But if you would like to save $300 on my coaching program, and by the way, I like never, never discount my coaching program. I'm not big on discounting things. If you'd like to like get in on a rare savings of $300, what I want you to do, and by the way, it's going to be gone in a few days, so we're putting it up now. It's going to be gone in a few days. I want you to go to yoursalesplaybook.com /Black Friday. Now that's going to be all lowercase letters, so it's yoursalesplaybook.com/Black Friday. If you'd like to maybe discuss this with me or to arrange like a quick phone call, hey, I mean, again, if you slow down this week, it might be a great time for us to get on the phone and maybe talk about the possibility of working together. I'm always happy to answer any questions, find out like what's challenging you and how we might work together, and do it in a way that, I mean, the last thing a salesperson wants to get is like a really like hardcore sales pitch. So if you know me and like if you've been reading my things that I put out there, I despise that. So if you want to actually have a conversation about what you want to accomplish and how we might work together, send me an email, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com. paul@yoursalesplaybook.com. With that, I want to leave you with two quotes that really hit home for me. One of them I only discovered, I think it was yesterday, and I put it up in the Facebook group that we have. And the other one, like, you know, I've known about for probably a decade now. And both of them really cut to the core for me. When I find myself saying, like, you know what, I'll get on this tomorrow, or, you know, I want to get after that goal. Yeah, I'm going to do it in the new year or whatever. These quotes, I think, are going to give you a little, like, much-needed kick in the ass. The first one is from Jim Rohn, and it goes something like this. If you really want to do something, you'll find a way. If you don't, you'll find an excuse. I mean, how true is that? I mean, how many times do we find ourselves, like putting all, like these really crazy excuses why we're not going to do something? The second one really and truly hits home with me. And a lot of what is being said here is actually what motivated me to start my business in 2011. And I'll tell you like why and all that in a second. Let me give you the quote. Whatever you want to do, do it now. There's only so many tomorrows. And that was said by Michael Landon, by the way. And you know, and I was wondering, too, I mean, because I overthink things at times. I mean, I'm sure many of you know that. And I forget what it was. I want to say it was pancreatic cancer or whatever it was that did him in, Michael Landon. But I wonder if, like, maybe, like, he said that when he was kind of at the end of his life. Now, I mentioned to you before that this particular quote really motivated me to start Castain Training Systems. I was really in that mode of someday, that I was going to start, make another go at owning a business. And it wasn't until, you know, I had something in my life with somebody very close to me, having been diagnosed with breast cancer and beating it, by the way, and catching it at a good time and you know, getting it at stage zero and just, you know, being in complete remission, that I realized we only have so many days ahead of us. And why not do it today? I mean, what are we waiting for? So I'm here for you. I'm hoping that I can help you in some way. I'm hoping that these podcasts have been helpful to you. And if they have been, would you please do me a favor? And I've been saying this a lot lately, but I just want to make sure that that I get through to you guys. If this has been a good resource for you, could you like hook a Jedi up and pass it along, send along this podcast to like your teammates, send it along to your boss, you know, send it along to a client if you think that it might be valuable to them, but help me get the word out. I'd certainly appreciate it. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you not only an incredible week ahead, I'm wishing all my friends here in the U.S. just a wonderful, happy, and healthy Thanksgiving. Take care, everyone. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Visit our website at www.yoursalesplaybook.com.